For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump signed into law an expansion of private care for veterans as an alternative to the troubled Veterans Affairs health system. Trump said the bipartisan measure is a part of his administration's effort to support veterans.
These are sweeping, historic changes. There's never been anything like this in the history of the VA. Never been anything close. And we will not rest until the job is fully done.
A new report by Trade Partnerships Worldwide finds that the tariffs imposed by President Trump against Canada, Mexico, and the European Union could cost the U.S. an estimated 400,000 jobs. Newsweek found that the economic consulting firm discovered for every steel and aluminum job gained, there will be about 16 jobs lost in other industries throughout the rest of the nation's economy. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go. Or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
Speaker of the House Paul Ryan says President Trump should not consider pardoning himself. USA's Chris Barnes has more.
Reporters were pressing the Republican House Speaker about the president's claim this week that he has the absolute authority to pardon himself.
Obviously, the answer is he shouldn't, and no one is above the law.
After making that statement, Ryan did not take follow-up questions. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Alice Johnson is a free woman after President Trump ordered her release from an Alabama prison.
This is the greatest day of my life. I cannot. My heart is just bursting with gratitude for what has taken place, what has happened to me today.
Johnson, a 63-year-old great-grandmother, was serving life without parole for a nonviolent drug offense in the 1990s. Reality TV star Kim Kardashian West met with the president last week to plead her case. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Myanmar and the United Nations signed an agreement to begin repatriating Rohingya Muslims who fled the country during a government crackdown. The Memorandum of Understanding calls for the voluntary, safe, dignified, and sustainable return of some of the Rohingya now living across the border in Bangladeshi refugee camps. The two most crucial conditions for success of the pact are citizenship rights for the Rohingya, who have never been regarded as Myanmar citizens, and an end to the violence, according to a UN humanitarian coordinator. A crackdown by Myanmar police and military authorities was described by the UN and the U.S. as an example of ethnic cleansing. It prompted an increase of refugee crossings into Bangladesh, where the Rohingya live in squalid conditions. The adult film star who said she had a sexual encounter with President Trump has filed another lawsuit. In this court filing, there are text messages from January this year between Stormy Daniels' former attorney, Keith Davidson, and Trump attorney, Michael Cohen. The two were trying to arrange an appearance for Daniels on Fox News. In one message, Michael Cohen says he has tentatively scheduled her to appear on Sean Hannity's program, but Davidson replies that Daniels is traveling. He says, "I'm trying to get her to commit for tomorrow." The interview never took place. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.